from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, May 20th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. It was a violent weekend in Columbus. ONN's Colin Dorsey has more.
One person is dead. This all happened downtown. Police say they found 30-year-old Raimundo Sanchez Hernandez shot. He was taken to the hospital and died less than an hour later. This is now the fifth person shot and killed in the city this weekend alone. There were two deadly shootings. Police say a man was shot and killed at his birthday party in East Columbus. Then, 2 hours later, six people were shot near Italian Village. Police say three men died. Three more were hurt but are expected to survive.
In Cleveland, a mass shooting suspect is set to go on trial. Here's ONN's Kiara Cotton.
25-year-old Jalen Jennings will go on trial for the mass shooting that injured nine people on West 6th Street last July. The Lorain native is facing several charges, including attempted murder, felonious assault, grand theft, receiving stolen property, and having a weapon under disability. Jennings left Rumor Bar and Lounge, grabbed a gun from a nearby car, and returned to waiting for some victims to exit the bar. He then fired into a crowd of people before fleeing the scene. Thankfully, all of the nine people shot survived.
An alternate commencement ceremony was held on Saturday for some Case Western Reserve University students. ONN's Danielle Wiggins reports.
It comes after some students that took part in an encampment protest earlier this month were barred from attending graduation. In the meantime, several protesters are now demanding amnesty for all students facing possible punishment.
The ceremony featured former Ohio State Senator Nina Turner delivering the keynote address. A lawsuit has been filed against former Ohio State and current Arizona Cardinals receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. ONN's Kristen McFarland in Columbus explains.
A legal battle for a former Buckeye. ESPN reports that Fanatics is suing Marvin Harrison Jr. The company alleges that Harrison didn't fulfill the obligations of a contract he signed in May of 2023. Harrison says that contract doesn't exist and never did.
The ACLU is questioning whether Ohio law violates the rights of voters with disabilities. More from ONN's Clay Gordon.
According to the American Civil Liberties Union, they filed a complaint back in December stating that the assistance restrictions are divorced from the reality faced by Ohio's population of voters with disabilities. Current law restricts which relatives can assist in returning absentee ballots. At issue are individuals who have caregivers who are not members of their family. The caregiver is not recognized by Ohio law. Neither are grandchildren. Ohio voter ID laws complicate the problem and potentially disenfranchise a portion of the population. What may be at stake next is the definition of family itself.
Last week, the superintendent of Cincinnati Public Schools resigned. This week, it will be determined if she gets a payout. ONN's Jay Fox has more.
Last Monday, Ironetta Wright decided to resign after a vote of no confidence in Wright's leadership was submitted to the Cincinnati Board of Education from all six of the unions that represents thousands of school district employees. Tonight, the Board of Education will meet to appoint an interim superintendent and determine what, if any, financial settlement it will offer Wright. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that her salary is over $270,000 a year and that the board is considering paying out her full salary and benefits through the end of her contract in July of next year.
Memorial Health System is continuing to expand in Southeast Ohio. ONN's Brett Worf has details.
The Athens Medical Campus Emergency Department is the latest addition to the health system, and on May 29th, the public is invited to an open house to view Pennsylvania-built modules. The modules are built off-site, viewed by interested buyers, and later broken down and shipped to their destinations. This is the largest off-site construction in North America. On May 30th, the first of the four floors will be opened, featuring cutting-edge technology for a variety of emergency needs. Several other services will be offered in the coming months.
And the newest addition to the Toledo Zoo's elephant herd is full of surprises. ONN's Michael Sandlin explains.
The zoo posted to its social media that baby boy Kirk is actually a baby girl. They say such a finding is actually not uncommon within the elephant community. And since unlike males, females can remain with their herd after sexual maturity, little Kirka, as she is now known, will be remaining at the Toledo Zoo for the foreseeable future.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.